Gruen, G-R-U-E-N, the Precision Watch, dedicates to the radio audience of America, Warner Brothers Academy Theater. Transcribed from Hollywood. The Warner Brothers Academy of Acting presents the second and final act of That Certain Woman. And once again, you are invited to join our exclusive audience in this theater. And your host for the evening is Gruen. Your Gruen jeweler has a remarkably new and absolutely free gift for you. A gift which is not only highly valuable in itself, but which also qualifies you to compete for one of five valuable prizes. Five $50 Gruen watches. But first, the free gift. It's a new volume written by Dale Carnegie. A volume entitled, How to Get Ahead in the World Today. And believe me, Dale Carnegie is the one man who can tell you how to get ahead these days. His popular radio talks are broadcast over the country on Tuesday evening. He's the famous author of the record-smashing bestseller, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And Gruen offers for 1 week only, five $50 Gruen watches, $250 worth. Here's all you do. Read Dale Carnegie's How to Get Ahead in the World Today, which you get free from your Gruen jeweler. Then, write one sentence telling what Dale Carnegie's message in this volume means to you. It's easy. Nothing to it. And there is absolutely nothing to buy. We'll give you complete details later in the program.
Tonight we present the second act of That Certain Woman, starring Rosella Town and Jeffrey Lynn. Edmund Goulding wrote this story and directed it twice. Once with Gloria Swanson and then recently, as you know, with Miss Betty Davis. Edmund Goulding is here and he's going to ring up the curtain. He has just finished directing Lloyd Douglas's great novel, White Banners, and here he is.
It was very good last week, and I'm very grateful to the stars, Miss Town and Mr. Lynn.
Well, that from an author and director who has possibly started more beginners than anyone in the business, and who also wrote the music, Love Your Magic Spell Is Everywhere, that was played in the original version of this picture.
Yes, that was in the first picture. You know, until Miss Betty Davis did this thing, I couldn't imagine any other actress but Gloria Swanson tackling the part of Mary Donnell.
Well, why not?
But it's got to have a certain kind of simple sincerity that's very rare, and this Miss Town has certainly it. And Mr. Lynn, I was talking to him just now, he's great.
I see. Well, then you believe in the Warner Brothers Academy of Acting.
If it can produce people that can do this sort of thing, I, of course I do. And there's another thing, boy, she is very, very pretty.
You mean Miss Town?
Yes, very pretty.
Yes, she is.
Should we ring up the curtain?
Yeah, we'd better ring up the curtain.
Yes, let's ring up.
Better ring up the curtain. All right.
As a brief resume, Lloyd Rogers, prominent attorney, dies in the apartment of Mary Donnell, thereby implicating her in a scandal. With the newspapers in full cry, Mary decides to leave New York for a place of safety where the scandal cannot touch her four-year-old son, Jackie. So that you will readily pick up the thread of the story, the last few moments of last week's final scene are repeated. Mary is hurriedly packing.
Believe me, Mary, it'll be a relief to get out of this place. Those reporters are enough to drive a person crazy, yelling and screaming at the door from morning till night.
Well, I don't mind for myself so much, but it's Jackie. Lloyd died here. I knew there'd be a scandal, but I didn't think they'd go as far as they have. Insinuating that Jackie is Lloyd Rogers' child. So, Amy, it isn't fair. You know this is going to follow him all of his life. Come on, hurry packing. Let's get out of here.
As fast as I can, Mary.
Something I could do to save Jackie from all this, I'd do it. Anything.
Oh, it'll blow over.
It'll happen again. They won't forget. Ever. I don't want to see anybody. Don't let them in.
If it's another one of those gentlemen of the press, I'll sock them. So help me, I'll sock them.
Let's see. What did I forget? My plaid coat. Traveling suit. Oh, yes, my brown bag. Amy, have you seen my... Amy. What is it?
You remember the guy you've been wanting to see walk through that door? Well, he just did.
Hello, Mary.
Why, Jack, I didn't know you were in town.
I just got in. The boat docked this morning. How are you, Amy?
I'm all right, Mr. Merrick. I hope you and Mrs. Merrick had a nice trip to Europe.
Amy, would you go in the other room? See if the baby's things are all packed.
Well, but don't be wasting any time, Mary. Don't forget, we have a little trip to make.
Same old Amy. I hope I'm not intruding, Mary.
No, I'm sorry everything's messed up. We've been having a little excitement. Perhaps you heard. House was full of reporters. They just left.
Too bad about Lloyd.
Yes.
Mary, I hurried back from Europe as soon as I read about it in the paper.
How's your wife?
About the same. But the reason I came, I thought maybe I could help you.
I'm afraid you're a little late for that, Jack. About 4 years too late.
Well, now that things aren't going so well for you, I thought maybe I could make up for it. For running out on you, I mean. I've never changed in the least the way I feel about you, Mary. I never will.
It's not very comforting at this particular date. Which reminds me, have you seen your father since you came back?
No.
I'm sure all this scandal in the paper will make him very happy. He always said I was a bad woman. He must be delighted at the stories they've been printing about me.
Forget about Dad. I'm standing on my own feet now.
Did the present Mrs. Merrick bring about this remarkable change?
Oh, Mary, I know it's a little late for an explanation, but when I ran out on you and Dad had the marriage annulled, well, I went to Europe because I thought I could forget about you. But over there in Paris, I was going crazy. Then Flip came over. That's Florence. Well, she came over, and I'd known her family a long time. We were married.
I know. I read those headlines, too. Socialite marries Jack Merrick, Jr.
Well, I knew it was a mistake. I knew I could never love anyone but you. But then that night we were driving in the car, and we had that terrible accident.
I was sorry to hear about that.
But Flip is really a grand person. It's been lots tougher on her than it has on me.
Look, Jack, I have to finish packing.
Mary.
Yes?
You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. It's really none of my business.
Go on.
It's about the boy. It said in the newspapers
that I had a son. And you, like everyone else, draw the conclusion that my son belonged to Lloyd Rogers.
Well, I...
So that's why you came here. You wanted to see for yourself.
I just thought that I'd like to see him.
Why?
Just because he's your boy. Oh, I know if anything like that happened, you must have been in love with Lloyd. I don't blame you.
Would you like to see my son?
Sure. How old is he, Mary?
How old would he be?
What? Well, Mary, I don't...
Amy, will you bring Jackie in here?
Jackie? His name's Jackie?
I thought it was a good name. We were married, weren't we? I named him after you.
But you didn't write, or you didn't...
Come in, dear.
Yes, Mommy.
Oh, look at him. Isn't he swell?
Jackie, this is your father.
Well, Mary, I hope you're doing the right thing.
Oh, Amy, how can you even say that? Oh, it's wonderful. Jack's back again, and he's loved me all this time. He said so. Amy, you should have seen them together. Of course, I knew that Jackie looked like his father, but I never realized how much until I saw them together.
What kept him away so long?
Well, don't you see? He didn't know. Now I'm glad I never told him. Oh, he was so surprised. And he picked up Jackie, and he said, "I'm your pop, young fellow. Say hello to your pop."
Uh-huh.
So he's going to tell Flip, that's his wife, about the boy, and Jack says she's a grand person, and he knows she'll understand, so they'll get a divorce, and then...
What about Merrick Sr.? Will he understand?
Doesn't make any difference. Oh, I know what you're thinking, Amy, but Jack's on his own now.
That's very interesting.
What? Oh. It's you.
How did you get in here? Don't you know enough to ring the bell?
Well, the door was open, and I walked in. I didn't see any reason to knock. I imagine this door is open to a man anytime.
There's nothing I have to say to you, Mr. Merrick. Except will you please leave, quickly.
You've caused enough unhappiness. You'd better leave Mary alone this time.
I came to talk with her, and I think she'll hear what I have to say.
All right. Let's get it over with. Do you mind, Amy?
Well, if you ask me, you're a fool to have anything to do with him. Call me if you want me, Mary.
You can't get away with it.
Is that what you came to tell me?
Oh, I realize that you're a clever woman. But I stopped you once before, and I'll do it again.
Didn't Jack tell you?
Mm-hmm. He did. But if you think you're going to bring about a divorce between Jack and his wife, you're greatly mistaken.
But he doesn't love her. He loves me.
He's infatuated with you, yes. But he absolutely went against my wishes when he came to see you again.
Mr. Merrick, you separated us 4 years ago. But you must know that we've gone on loving each other just the same. He's always been my husband, even though he's married to another woman, even though I haven't seen him in all these years. Until today.
Do you expect me to believe that you feel that way about my son when you have a child of another man?
Oh, you cheat. You evil, thinking cheat.
Cheat? You call me that? When you would have had my son believe that another man's child belongs to him.
Mr. Merrick, what is really in my heart at this moment is to kill you. I could do it. I've never wanted to kill a person before. But what's in my mind is to hurt you even more. I'm going to show you that boy.
Well?
Amy, will you send Jackie in here a moment?
Yes, Mary, he's all dressed. Go on, Jackie.
Even you, Mr. Merrick, can't be too blinded with evil to see the truth.
Hello, Mommy. Did someone come to see us?
Yes, dear. I want you to meet this man.
Hello, what's your name?
His name is Mr. Merrick.
How do you do? I'm very glad to know you.
Well, Mr. Merrick?
Yes, I wouldn't have believed it. But it's true. Jack. It's just as though Jack were a child again and walked into this room.
So you see, it isn't only that Jack and I still love each other. But we have a right to share him.
Well, I'll admit this is not what I expected. It changes everything. I'll see what can be done. Yes, that's it. I'll see what can be done.
Mary, I'm glad you're back.
Yes, I hurried. I had a few things to do, shopping and things like that. Oh, I bought a new hat. Let me show you. Did Jack call?
About three times.
Did he say where he was?
Well, he's not at home. I think he said he'd call you later.
Well, I hope so. Oh, Amy, I do want to show you this hat.
Mary, there was a man here.
Yes?
A rather tall man. He came twice.
Do we know him?
I never saw him before. Said he wanted to see you.
What about?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
He wasn't a reporter.
You never can tell. They fool you, those fellas.
Oh, Amy, I do hope it hasn't leaked out. I hope Jack hasn't told anyone yet.
Well, you can't keep things like that quiet. You know very well that a little matter like divorce is going to start things all over again in the newspaper.
Oh, I hope Flip doesn't take it too hard.
Who?
Flip, that's what he calls her. Her name's Florence.
Oh.
Well, here it is, Amy. Look.
Oh, it's cute. Say, maybe I better go and see who's at the door.
Huh? All right. Do you really like it?
Oh, I know it's going to look adorable on you. I'm coming. Oh, it's you again. Well?
Did Miss Donald get here yet?
I'm coming, Amy. I'm Miss Donald. What can I do for you?
He's the one that was here before.
I'm sorry to trouble you, lady, but are you sure you're Miss Donald?
Why, certainly. What do you want?
Here's a little paper I've got for you. Here, take it.
What is it?
Don't blame me, but it's a court order. You'd better read it.
The curtain falls while we change the setting for the next scene in the life of That Certain Woman. The curtain rises as we continue the story of That Certain Woman.
Presence is not welcome in my house, Miss Donald. But now that you're here, say what you have to say and get out.
I got your paper. You don't know how to play fair, do you?
I am dealing with you. The only way effective with women of your type.
So you're going to drag me into court and try to prove that I'm not a fit mother for my son.
Your son is a Merrick. Don't forget that. We want that boy, and we're going to get him.
When you say we, are you speaking for Jack, too?
I am.
Does he know about that court order? Did he sign the application for that court order? Sure, he must have. Wouldn't have been issued.
The validity of that document will be settled in court.
All right. You've started this, and I'm going to see it through. But you'll never take my son.
Any sane person will agree with me that you've done that child an almost irreparable harm. I shall ask the court to remove him from your influence.
I'm not afraid of you this time, Mr. Merrick. Oh, I know you're powerful, that you have money and influence.
Why not meet me at my lawyer's office in the morning? We can settle this matter delicately, and of course I'll be very generous in a financial way.
Yes. Delicacy is your long suit, isn't it, Mr. Merrick? You've got all the cards, haven't you? All the trumps. You're the winner. You would be. That is, except for one ace. I've got something that you could never take away from me. You know that Jack loves me. You want to take my son away from me? All right, Mr. Merrick. I'll take your son away from you.
Hello, Mary. I'm glad you're here.
Hello, Jack.
Jack, there's no need for you to be involved in this. I can take care of it all.
Dad, what's this about a warrant or a court order or whatever you call it?
Now, you keep out of this.
Keep out of it? What do you mean, keep out of it? You didn't mention any kind of a court order when I talked to you this morning.
You didn't know anything about it?
I certainly did not. You may as well get this straight, Dad, and like it. Mary and I are going back together. You broke us up before and you were wrong. And you've always been wrong. You can't take other people's lives and run them like you run your business.
You're forgetting about Flip. She's your wife.
I told her all about it. She understands.
Jack, you failed me once before. You're not going to fail me this time.
Trust me. You go to your apartment, dear. I'll straighten this out. I'll cancel that court order. You see, Mary, nothing makes any difference now but just you and our son.
Well, I saw Mr. Merrick. Jack was there, too, and I know everything's going to be all right, Amy.
Mary?
Yes?
There's someone to see you. She's in there.
I don't want to see anyone.
You'd better see her.
All right, Amy.
Hello. You're Mary, aren't you? I hope you didn't mind my waiting. I'm Flip.
Oh. You're Jack's wife. Mrs. Merrick.
If I'm not mistaken, we're two Mrs. Merricks, meeting in the cold light of the day. May we talk for a minute, please?
Why not?
Alone?
Oh, Amy.
Yes, I know. All right, call me if you want me.
Do you mind if I smoke?
No.
You?
No, thanks. I just finished one.
I had a talk with Jack. He told me about seeing you. I guess you know.
I do.
Won't you sit down by me here on the divan?
All right.
We can talk better this way. I think it was wonderful for Jack to find you and the boy.
I'm glad you think it was wonderful.
It just about knocked him off his feet. He told me about Jackie over and over again. He said Jackie looked just like him. Does he?
Yes, he does look like Jack.
I know you're wondering why I came. Well, it's to tell you that I'm glad of the way things have turned out. I know Jack belongs to you. He always has.
But you... Do you mean you're really glad?
Oh, yes. I've loved Jack Merrick since I was a child. I was so happy when I married him in Paris. But I didn't know a thing about you and Jack until after we were married. That night when we were leaving Paris in the car and we had the accident... Well, until then, we didn't have time to talk very much. But after that terrible smash, he told me about you, and he described you so sweetly that I knew.
And you can give him up to me. Just like that.
Uh-huh. I thought you'd want me to come here and tell you. Now I have.
Would you like to see the boy?
Oh, yes. Could I, just for a moment?
I'm sure he must be taking his nap, but we can sneak in and you can look.
Oh. Would it be too much trouble for you to go out into the hall and ask my chauffeur to come in? He has my wheelchair. He brought me in and then took the chair away. It makes some people uncomfortable.
Your wheelchair?
Oh, you didn't know. Well, you see, I can't walk. I've never been able to since we smashed up in Paris, but I don't mind, really. I'm used to it now, and Jack has been so sweet about it. So if you'll just...
I honestly didn't know.
Well, now you can see, dear. I really have no right to hang on to him just because I happen to love him. What can I ever be to him? I'm only half a wife.
the way it is, Amy. It's the only way it can be.
Oh, Mary, you're not going to let them get you again.
But you don't understand. This is right. This is the right way. Oh, she's brave, Amy, and she's good, and she's sweet.
So are you.
But you saw her in that wheelchair, sitting beside the bed looking at Jackie. Why, she'd make a wonderful mother for him.
Mary, what are you saying?
So I'm going to do it.
I don't understand you at all. You fought for all you're worth for that boy, and now you're going to give him up. It isn't human.
Yes, it is. That's just what it is. Amy, wherever I go, no matter what I do, I'll be talked about. Everything I do turns out wrong. They'll never let me alone. Jack? Well, he should have his son because he's a fine man with a fine name. Flip, she could never have a child herself. So don't you see?
Oh, Mary.
So dress him and I'll write a note and you take him to his father and hurry, Amy, will you, before I change my mind?
But what's it going to do to him? To Jackie? He'll miss you.
He'll forget. Children do.
But what about when nighttime comes and he starts wanting you? He always does.
That's your job. You're going to take him and stay with him. I'll put it in the note. That's my only condition. And, Amy, if the time ever comes when things don't go right, you let me know.
Well, what about you?
I'll be all right. I'm going to travel. I'll go away someplace. It'll be good for me. I haven't been anyplace for a long time.
Oh, Mary.
I'll go get him ready. Go quickly, please, Amy. Please do this for me. I'll write the note.
It's not right, I tell you. It's not right.
Paper. Oh, yes, there was a pen here someplace. Here it is. Take him, Jack. Because he's really yours. And I know you'll see to it that he grows up to be a fine man. His future is my sacred obligation. And I know that I have no right to withhold him from the place in the world that rightfully belongs to him. I'm sending Amy along, too. And I won't see you anymore because I'm going on a trip. So this is goodbye. Give Flip my love. Tell her that now she has a son. Two.
And so the curtain falls on the final act of That Certain Woman. This drama of realism and a young mother's sacrifice has been so ably presented by the Warner Academy Players. In a few short moments, we're going to ask the star members of our cast to come once more upon the stage for a final word and to receive our congratulations. Also, we have been honored to have with us in this exclusive Hollywood audience Mr. Ian Hunter, who appeared in the original motion picture production of That Certain Woman. Mr. Hunter will appear on the stage presently. While we are waiting, we would like to remind you that graduation day is almost here, and your Gruen jeweler will show you his complete line of beautiful, ultra-modern Gruen wristwatches, perfect graduation gifts. And he will give you absolutely free and without obligation a copy of Dale Carnegie's newest work, a volume entitled How to Get Ahead in the World Today. Your graduate will reap untold benefits from this helpful advice from the world-renowned author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. And when you're selecting the gift for your graduate, remember this. The Gruen Covex wristwatch is known as the first true wristwatch because the movement, as well as the case, is curved. In just a moment, we will tell you how easy it is to win a prize $50 Gruen watch. But our guest star of the evening, Mr. Ian Hunter, is now on the stage. Since That Certain Woman, Ian Hunter has steadily climbed the ladder of success. in The Adventures of Robin Hood, which Warner Brothers recently filmed in Technicolor with a superb cast headed by Errol Flynn, Ian will be seen as King Richard the Lionhearted, Ian Hunter.
Thank you for asking me here tonight. It isn't often that one gets the opportunity to watch two such splendid performers as Rosella Town and Geoffrey Lynn.
But according to all reports, you give a pretty good account of yourself in The Adventures of Robin Hood.
Yes, everybody is saying that you are by far the finest King Richard the Lionhearted that ever trod the board.
I'm afraid you've been listening to my mother. King Richard's a splendid part, and I had a lot of fun playing it.
Is it true that you socked Eugene Paulette as Friar Tuck so hard they had to do the scene in one take?
You mean, did I give him a buffet on the noggin? Yeah, I did. But it was a game, not a fight. I allowed him to hit me first. It's a funny idea of sport those merry men had.
Must have been a lot of fun.
It was. During the picture, I met my brother, Kenneth. I hadn't seen him for several years.
What was he doing? Was he in the cast?
Yes, he plays Sir Mortimer, one of the Norman knights, supporters of my rascally screen brother, Prince John.
It must have been a happy reunion.
It was, but it didn't last very long.
Suppose Kenneth finished his part, and that was that.
No, I killed him, and that was that.
Your own brother?
Yes, in the very first scene. Shortly after greeting Kenneth with due brotherly affection, I engaged him in a duel. It was between Sir Mortimer and King Richard, and I won.
Thus changing the course of English history.
Well, I've got to go now, so good night.
Good night.
And thanks. Thanks again for a splendid show.
Good night.
Now, we urge you to call on your Gruen jeweler the very first thing tomorrow and get a free copy of the remarkable new volume by Dale Carnegie, How to Get Ahead in the World Today. You will find it absorbing as well as helpful. And as soon as you have read it, jot down in one sentence what Dale Carnegie's message means to you. You might write, Dale Carnegie has brought home to me the meaning and true value of time. The very first sentence you jot down may be a winner, so mail it, along with your name and address, and that of your Gruen jeweler, to the Gruen Watch Company, Time Hill, Cincinnati, Ohio. This address is on the flyleaf of the volume. The sentence you write may win you a $50 Gruen watch, and it costs you absolutely nothing to enter. You have nothing to buy. This contest is so easy, a youngster may win. So enter now. Entries will be judged for originality and sincerity. In case of a tie, duplicate awards will be made. Judges' decisions will be final. Everyone may enter except employees of the Gruen Watch Company, its advertising agency, and their families. All entries must be postmarked before midnight 1 week from tonight. Winners will be announced 2 weeks from tonight. So don't wait another minute. See your Gruen jeweler tomorrow. He will give you absolutely free and without obligation Dale Carnegie's new volume, How to Get Ahead in the World Today. Then write in one sentence what Dale Carnegie's message means to you. Remember, five $50 Gruens will be awarded as prizes in this fascinating, easy-to-win contest. So don't delay. Act immediately. Your entries must be in the mail before midnight 1 week tonight. Next week, the Warner Academy presents the rollicking comedy, Don't Bet on Blondes, with the Academy players and another famous guest star as special guest of the evening. See The Adventures of Robin Hood, the glittering spectacle of the days of gallant knights and lovely ladies. See Ian Hunter as King Richard, Errol Flynn as Robin Hood, and Olivia de Havilland as Maid Marian in this lavish Technicolor production of The Adventures of Robin Hood at your local theater this week. Join us again next week in the Warner Academy Theater, transcribed from Hollywood, a feature of the Trans-American Broadcasting System.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.